And good morning. Welcome back in to the Buzzer Beater AM 1340 KXEO. It is 8:45, and we've covered quite a bit of local sports already. We're going to kind of move on to Missouri Tigers football right now. A visitor, as we were talking about yesterday at Rotary here in Mexico, and you had a chance to sit down and talk with the Mizzou assistant football coach.
Well, we did, and you know, it was interesting. Coach Curtis Looper, he's the running back coach, assistant head coach, and you know, he's an interesting guy, and you can see why he's known as a very good recruiter. He's very charismatic. I've been with the ball club now for a year and a half, brought in by head coach Eli Drinkwitz to help run the offense. Came from TCU, was there for 7 years under
Gary Patterson. A horned frog.
Yep,
indeed.
Yep, very good program, and he has got some great insight. Matter of fact, it was really interesting for me. I had never met the man before yesterday, and I got to talk to him a little bit. And, you know, he talked about some of the changes. There are a lot of changes going on in college football. There's the new image likeness, name image likeness law going into effect. Of course, they're trying to figure out COVID and that whole mess and make sure they're dealing with that. And then, you know, you throw on top of that, and they've recruited a top 20 class last year. He quite honestly, he came out and said, we expect to have a top 10 class this year. Now, whether they get there or not, I don't know, but it's great to have that goal. And, you know, right now I think they're sitting at 20. And it's been a couple of days since we've had... we're starting to feed that fire, baby. Yeah, feed that fire.
It's got to keep blazing, yeah.
You know, he talked a little bit about everything, really, but one of the things that he started with was Steve Wilks, who's joined the ball club, was the head coach of the Arizona Cardinals for one season, has been a defensive coordinator in the NFL for a number of years, and a new DC, and he brings in a totally new system.
Yeah, they attacked us this spring, and we were pleasantly surprised. I think, you know, without saying too much about the old defense, but it was just a man scheme, and people could scheme it up and say they're going to play man coverage 80% of the time, so this is what we do against them. So now, you'll build a general mix on defense. You know, so most people, if you send up someone in motion and someone runs with him, you say that's man-to-man, because he's got him. A lot of defense, they'll run over and then play zone. I mean, there's things that you really traditionally do not see in football. So we're encouraged and excited.
And for those of you who might not know Coach Looper, or may think, you know, I've heard that name before, he actually has a son on the team, Chase Looper, and he had a big catch, 67-yard catch, didn't get quite into the end zone. He talked about that a little bit. He said when the ball went up, he just said, catch it, son, catch it. then when he caught it, he was thinking to himself, don't fumble it, son. Don't fumble it. run.
Yes.
But it was a big play. I think it was in the LSU game. And then he talked a little bit about the receivers. Obviously, he's a running back coach, so he doesn't get into that room a ton. But he did talk about, you know, they lost Dominic Hazleton for the year. He was a graduate. But otherwise, they're in pretty good shape in that receiver room.
So all the receivers are back. We do have a transfer, Mookie Cooper. He came from Ohio State. He went to Trinity. He went to Trinity in St. Louis, and he is you'll see him early and often. He's dynamic with the ball in his hand. He's probably 5'8" range, 180 pounds, and he went from being, you know, maybe number 6 or 7 at Ohio State to probably number 1 here, the dynamic playmaker with the ball in his hand. He's a special player. You'll see him. Dominique Lovett is another. Dominique is from East St. Louis. He was committed to Arizona State and switched to us like the night before signing day. So those two guys, you'll see, they were actually here in the spring and went through the spring. So we kind of know what we have with those guys. So offensively for us, you know, if we can get some production from the running backs, then we'll be as good or better than we were last year. We think we will. When you have a quarterback who, you know, like Connor, who just can get it done. He can just get it done. But if you have a quarterback, you have to have a backup. And for us, it's what we're going to do backup-wise. You know, who's going to back him up? That's the question. who's going to win that job and how productive would they be. But Brady Cook is probably leading the charge there. Tyler Macon will be next. And we'll just see. Because in this league, to make it through with one quarterback, you know, it would be a blessing. We did it last year. So, you know, he got hit against Georgia. He got hit against Vandy. He got hit against Alabama. So.
Now, there's an interesting new, for those who don't follow college football, an interesting new law on the books, and this was mandated by the NCAA, but it has been passed by most, if not all, states now, and that's called NIL, or Name, Image, Likeness. And we'll talk about that a little bit more later in the show, but Coach Looper said it kind of is kind of the wild, wild west out there. As far as what's going on, he said he really expects federal regulation with the NIL within a year, maybe two. But so far, they're handling it as best as they can at Mizzou.
For us, it's a work in progress because we're dealing with it daily, and we're going to have to deal with it more in the future. But it's trial and error. But for us, we're not putting too much emphasis on it because the good thing is that we can't get involved. So for us, it's just business as usual for us. And our kids are still the same. Like, if someone could do it for them, it would be a lot better for them. So the fact that they have to do it themselves, it's kind of, I think, it'll limit some of the problems. But people will be in our parking lot knocking on their doors. They're going to get all of that. And we have no idea where it's going. You just don't. But I think if you don't adapt, you don't adapt to all the changes, then you get left behind. So, you know, we're adapting. We're trying to stay ahead of it, trying to educate our players, educate ourselves so that, you know, we can, you know, because ultimately next year people are going to go to the highest bidders. Players are going to go to wherever they can make the most money. So that's just wide open free agency, professional sports. But it will be federally regulated at some point because it'll be out of control.
Obviously, one of the big concerns for the football season, just like it was last year, is COVID, especially with the spikes that are popping up right now in Missouri in particular, and obviously something you've got to worry about. But Coach Looper talked a little bit about the COVID protocols and what they are as far as the SEC is concerned.
COVID, I think we're getting it under control somewhat. You know, the SEC protocol for us this year, if we're 85% vaccinated, meaning the entire athletic, everybody's going to travel with us. All players, all staff, managers, trainers. So if we're at 85%, then we won't be subject to any SEC protocol. No testing, no contact tracing, no missed games, I guess in theory. You know, there's this variant, that variant, that, you know, so things could potentially change. But we're approaching that threshold. As a staff, we're about 100%. But we are approaching the 85%, and there's no doubt we'll get there. So,
Coach Looper at Rotary yesterday, we thank him for his time. I think some interesting insight into Mizzou athletics, and this entire staff is very interesting. It's the most dynamic staff I've seen as far as knowing how to coach and also being good recruiters that I've ever seen at Mizzou. And obviously I've been around a little bit. I've got the gray hair to prove it, but you know, I've actually been fairly close to Gary Pinkel's staff, starting when he was at Missouri Military Academy. I actually worked there at the time that he was there, so I wouldn't say I got to sit in, but let's just say that they had their nightly meetings outside my door, my office door. So it gave me some insight into how, you know, football staffs look at teammates and individuals. I mean, Gary's staff went over pretty much every player that they had, and every night after every practice they would evaluate where that person was and where they thought he should go tomorrow, and, you know, whether he was at the top of the heap or whether he should be demoted to the bottom of the heap. And, you know, it was an ongoing daily basis. And the same thing with Coach Smith, with his program was there. So it's interesting to see these guys and kind of get a little closer look into them. And you can get a little closer look. We mentioned name, image, likeness. We were hoping to hear from Gabe DeArmond, and I'm not sure exactly what's happened, but Gabe hasn't been able to make it on the show. But name, image, likeness, what that means is basically now kids can make money You know, they already get $600 a month a stipend because of the fact they're an athlete and they can't work. But now they can go out and make some money, and they do that by basically hyping themselves, making their own brand for themselves. They've got a reserve lineman out of St. Louis called Drake Heismeyer is his name, and I kind of brought it up his name yesterday in Rotary, but the kid, he's a reserve offensive lineman, third string right now, honestly. But he's put his name out there. He went to three or four restaurants in St. Louis, and he's not making a ton of money. He's probably, you know, maybe getting food.
Yeah,
you know,
he's getting eating money.
Yeah, he's getting, you know, free food or eating money or whatever the case is. But he puts it on social media. Hey, $6.69 eats here, I think is his social media hashtag, if I'm not mistaken. And, you know, he's got a little bit of a following, and people have shown up to see him. He'll say, hey, I'm going to be at this restaurant signing autographs from 11 to 12. Come by and see me. And people go by and say hello. You know, they want to meet these kids.
Sure.
You know what? It's kind of cool to be able. So Gabe at Power Mizzou is actually going to have an event like this beginning next week. He's going to have three of them at three different Columbia area restaurants. And he's got, I think, three or four kids each night that you're going to be able to come by and say hello to, grab a, you know, I'm assuming they're going to sign autographs, but you know what? It may cost now.
Yeah.
It's all part of that name, image, likeness. They may say, yeah, I'm autographed for $1 or $2 or, you know, whatever the case may be. And as they get, you know, more and more notoriety, it's like Coach Looper said, it's going to be the wild, wild west out here. I mean, there's kids, you may or may not have heard this, but they're the entire team from the University of Miami is going to get paid from, I'm trying to think, it's like a gym or something. And it's only like $50 each, but you know what? They're going to pay the entire team.
It's good for the players. It's good for the business. Professional wrestlers have been doing this for years.
Yeah.
They go around and they, you know, they'll sell their autograph or they'll make an appearance at a restaurant.
Right.
The marketing in this is just tremendous. I'm personally for it. I think the players can benefit. I think the businesses can benefit as well.
I think you're right, but I also think, like Coach Looper said, as far as it being the Wild Wild West, there are teams out there, the Alabamas, the Georgias, that have massive fan support, and really, when you start to look at it, those teams that are already big, like Texas, the two I mentioned, Alabama, Georgia, Ohio State, Notre Dame, that have huge fan bases nationwide, are going to be able to monetize this much better than other schools, and it's one of those things. The rich are going to get richer, and the poor are going to get poorer. So you better get in on it early and get in on it often. And I can, you know what? I can tell you right now, Coach Looper said, Coach Drink is going to be sending out stuff about this left and right in the very foreseeable future, trying to get people involved, because it only behooves him to be able to say to his recruits, hey, we've got people lined up for you. Once you get your brand going, we've got people lined up who are willing to support you. And, you know, we obviously talk about supporting Coach Drink by, you know what, go to a game, get tickets. That's how you support a recruit as far as recruiting is concerned and get him on campus. But once he's on campus, and that's the other thing now with being able to get into the transfer portal, once you get them here, you got to keep them.
Yeah.
It's no longer, you know, you're going to have to sit out a year if you go somewhere. I mean, it will be next year, but this year you go into the portal and you don't have to sit. So you're going to have to keep these guys, and to keep them, you know what, if they're not starting, they're probably working on their brand. I mean, obviously trying to get better, but also trying to work on their brand a little bit and make a little bit of money.
Yep. I don't see any issues with it at all, but I think it has to be organized, and I think that that Coach Drink and Mizzou will do a good job with that. You wonder, will the university get a bit of a cut going with this as well?
No, they absolutely can't. It's actually part of it, is that this has got to be a part from the university, and they actually aren't allowed to use, I'm trying to remember exactly how it's stated, but aren't allowed to use the university's likeness, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. So,
do any of these guys need an agent? I mean, well, I've got some free time.
That's the next thing is, yeah. Well, and Coach Looper talked about that in the interview we just heard. He said, you know what, a lot of these guys aren't going to have the time to get their brands going between school and practice and that kind of thing. So, you know, where does an agent come in there? And when I say agent, I don't, you know, hey, I'm going to help you with your brand.
Matt Pilger, news at RadioGetsResults.net.
There you go. I'm actually going to go to Mondays. Connor Bazelak is supposed to be there along with, I think, two or three other kids. So we'll get a report from that then. We'll see how it goes, see how many people show up.
Definitely want to be interested in that, and we'll follow that closely. I think let's take a small break, and let's come back and do the round table.
Yep, we got to give away those tickets, too. Yeah, talk about Cardinals.
That's
Mizzou.
The grand finale. Yep. That's the touchdown of the show. And we'll be back next on the Buzzer Beater in just moments on KXEO.